Hello and welcome to the Sounds Proper Podcast, part of Sounds Proper Productions. Today is another segment of Single Sunday that may or may not release early Monday. Today I will be listening to six different singles that came out just recently. So if you're unaware, Single Sunday is the segment where I listen to some singles that have just recently come out. I listen to them and I give you my thoughts, my first impressions of these tracks. Today, as I said, I have six different songs, six different singles that I will be listening to. The first one is A Boogie With A Hoodie and Don Q featuring Lil Uzi Vert. The song is called Flood My Wrist. Next, we have Kanye West featuring Travis Scott, Wash Us In The Blood. We have Tory Lanez and Kevin Gates, Convertible Burt. We have Ty Dolla $ign featuring Kanye, FKA Twigs, Skrillex, and Serpent With Feet, Ego Death. We have Yo Gotti with Recession Proof. We have 6ix9ine with Yaya. Those are the tracks I'll be covering today. So before I get into the segment, I would like to say, if you have not already, check out my YouTube channel called Sounds Proper. That's where I have the video version of my reviews. Oh yes, I do also do reviews on the Sounds Proper podcast. You can check out those reviews. I have a few reviews already out, and I'll be coming out with more in the near future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into the first track. So I'm just gonna pick any. Let's start with the 6ix9ine song, 6ix9ine Yaya. So 6ix9ine recently came out of jail. He's putting out singles. His first one, the one where he's like, "Ha ha, whatever." It was okay. I didn't really come back to it after listening to it for the first few times. The next one, featuring Nicki Minaj, I reviewed that on an earlier segment of Single Sunday. You can check that out. But I did not like that track at all. I thought it was corny. I think the best part of that track was Nicki Minaj, but the beat was like, I don't really remember it because I didn't come back to it after listening to it on the podcast, but I just remember not liking 6ix9ine at all. I don't think I liked the beat. I know Nicki was okay, but yeah, that song was definitely unimpressive. So I'm not really hyped for this track, Yaya. Because the last two singles that 6ix9ine put out have been mediocre at best. And I don't know. Not a lot of people are really talking about it. People are more talking about Pop Smoke and I think Lil Wayne. And they're not really talking about 6ix9ine. This song is not generating the same buzz. I don't think it's going to reach number one on Billboard. Anyway, 6ix9ine, Yaya. I'm going to listen to it. I'll come back. We can't listen to it together, unfortunately, because copyright exists. But I'm going to listen to this track, and I'm going to come back, and we'll talk about it. Okay? Sounds good. Sounds proper. Okay, so I just got finished. I'm done listening to Yaya. I'm not ever going to come back to that. So if you haven't already listened to Yaya, 6ix9ine is singing, rapping, mostly singing, entirely in Spanish, which is interesting because he's Latin. He's from Latin descent. I guess this might resonate with his Latin fans or Spanish-speaking fans in general. But I don't know. I don't know what he's saying, so I can't really critique him lyrically. And I'm not going to go through the trouble of translating it because I think that's just going to take away from my natural listening experience, especially because he has an English fan base. His fan base is primarily English speaking, so it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense why he would release an entirely Spanish song. I guess to expand his fan base, to expand his reach. So actually, I kind of understand now why he did it, but it's not really a hip-hop song. It's more of like a Latin dance pop thing song. There's like a reoccurring yeah, 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 vocal sample in the back. It's very upbeat. 6ix9ine is singing. His singing doesn't sound good. It's not awful. Sometimes it actually is awful, but generally it's not awful. I don't know. I don't have much to say about this track. It's definitely not one I'm going to be coming back to, and I definitely understand why it hasn't been getting the buzz that it's been getting. I definitely understand why I haven't been hearing clips of it all over the internet, because I don't think anybody really cares. I wouldn't care. I don't care. I don't think you're going to care, because more than likely you are English speaking primarily, unless you're from Spain or Mexico or whatever. But yeah, that's Yaya. I'm not going to say it didn't sound proper, because I can't really fully critique it, because it was entirely in Spanish. Anyway, the next track I will be talking about is Yo Gotti, Recession Proof. So Yo Gotti, he released a few hits, but generally he isn't all that talented. But and also he hasn't been really making a lot of buzz. You know, he had a project released earlier this year, but I don't think I haven't heard anybody really talk about it. And before that, he went on a little bit of a hiatus. You know, he had a few hits. Rake It Up, I remember that was a huge, huge song. But he hasn't really been making the buzz that he has been making. So I'm really interested to seeing what bringing to the table, you know. The title, Recession Proof, I guess that's relating to the current recession or the pandemic-influenced recession that a lot of major economies are going through right now. And I guess he's saying that he has so much capital that he's recession-proof. If you look at the cover art for the track, he has two baby blue cars and a whole bunch of stacks of money that he's holding. Anyway, recession-proof Yo Gotti. I'm going to go jump into this. It's 3 minutes, 31 seconds, and I'll be back. Okay, so that was Yo Gotti, Recession Proof. Just finished listening to it. It's okay. The best thing about the song was definitely the beat. It was a Tay Keith beat, and I think it was one of the better Tay Keith beats I've heard in a while. It's very upbeat and lively. It wasn't really a trap drums. It was more like, imagine something you'd hear in the mid-2000s. And I think a lot of rappers are starting to realize that, oh, you know, standard trap drums and having that all over your project or in general, it's a bit, you know, dull. So I did like the beat quite a bit. It has like these ascending vocal samples. It's very lively. I like the beat. Yo Gotti himself, he isn't terrible on the track. I think the pre-chorus isn't bad. I think the chorus itself is a little dull. It's a little boring. And the verses aren't memorable at all. The verses aren't memorable. I would say it's kind of interesting that like the concept of the song or the topically saying how, you know, he's got this many assets and, you know, I'm recession-proof because I'm just going to invest the money into drug dealing, you know. I'm going to get a few keys, you know, cook the dope up, sell it. I'm recession-proof because of it. I think that's pretty interesting. It makes sense. But yeah, I'm not going to say it didn't sound proper, but I'm also not going to say it sounded proper. So far we have two mehs. Meh. You know, whatevers. Anyway, the next track will be Ty Dolla $ign's Ego Death featuring Kanye, FKA Twigs, Skrillex, and Serpent with Feet. Now, I know this Ty Dolla $ign isn't a rapper, so more than likely this song won't be a hip-hop song, but Kanye's on it. Kanye's my favorite artist, so I kind of have to review this track. So Ty Dolla $ign, whenever Ty Dolla $ign and Kanye collab, especially when Ty Dolla $ign's on a Kanye track, it's usually pretty good. I mean, Ty Dolla $ign was on Free Part 2, which is a really good track off Kitsy Ghosts. He was on, I believe, The Life of Pablo, and he gave a good performance on Fade, even though I didn't like Fade. He was, I believe he was on the Ye album too. I don't remember all his appearances, but I know for a fact when Ty Dolla, Kanye collab, good stuff happens. FKA Twigs, I think she's an R&B artist. Skrillex, I believe he's a producer, like an electronic or dubstep producer. And I don't know who Serpent with Feet is. So this is definitely going to be an interesting track for me. Yeah, so without further ado, Ego Death, Ty Dolla $ign, let's get right into it. So I just got done listening to Ego Death by Ty Dolla $ign, Kanye, FKA Twigs, Skrillex, Serpent with Feet, and I didn't really care for that track. The best part of it for me was Kanye. I think he had a funny and interesting verse. You know, artists can't perform at the Super Bowl, but it's okay for the players, you know, because there was a Super Bowl boycott and people didn't like the fact that Travis Scott was performing at the Grammys. But I just feel like the track was just all over the place. He had Ty Dolla $ign with a very, very dull set of verses, but an okay chorus. You know, it was interesting talking about, you know, ego and the how it's a negative thing to have and you should just kill it off. You have Kanye coming in with a rap verse that may be interesting lyrically, but technically it isn't very sound. It's not technically sound at all, actually. It kind of reminded me of something that would be on The Life of Pablo, even though I guess he's like, oh, don't want me. They don't want me to go watch the throne on him. And then FKA Twigs was okay, but I don't know. It didn't mesh together as a good song. This could have been Ty Dolla $ign featuring FKA Twigs, and then on another track you have Ty Dolla $ign featuring Kanye West. Serpent with the Feet like all only went on like ad libs, so it was like his or her contribution was a little bit pointless. Yeah, it was just very, very messy. This didn't sound proper at all, especially because, like, the production, I don't think it worked well with everybody, just everybody's different style. I think Skrillex could have done a better job. Anyway, Ego Death, Ty Dolla $ign, didn't sound proper. Next track, Tory Lanez and Kevin Gates on Convertible Burt. This track will be, I guess, on the F9, the Fast and Furious 9 soundtrack. I think historically they've had pretty good original songs. I think like 2 Chainz is on 2 or 3 of those original tracks. But we have Tory Lanez, Kevin Gates, Convertible Burt. I don't know anything about Convertible Burt other than a Rick Ross line. I touch dirt like I'm Convertible Burt. I think that was on Hustlin'. But I'm interested because I think Tory Lanez, he dropped an okay project. I did like his verse on the remix of Jack Harlow's What's Poppin'. And Kevin Gates has always been an interesting artist for me. Anyway, Tory Lanez, Kevin Gates, Convertible Burt. I will be back once I am done listening to it. All right, so that was, what's that track called? Convertible Burt by Tory Lanez and Kevin Gates. Once again, another track that I'm just indifferent to. I think the beat was okay, you know, very sporadic trap drums, flute, I believe it's a flute, some woodwind, for sure. You know, it's an, it came, it made for a nice melody. Tory Lanez came in with a high pace. It's a very fast paced track. Tory Lanez definitely matched that. You know, talking about standard stuff, but I did like his verse. I thought his delivery was good. His just the way he blended with the beat. Kevin Gates, on the other hand, I didn't really like his verse. I thought he just didn't go with the beat very well, and he kind of just went off and did his own thing. I don't really have much to say about this track, to be honest. It sounds like your standard song that would end up on a on this type of soundtrack, just with a bit of a modern trap flair. Yeah, I don't have much to say about that track at all, actually. Let's just get on with it. I'm just going to say it didn't sound proper. It didn't sound proper. It didn't not sound proper. I would actually say for the most part, it did sound proper, but it's just generic. It blends in with everything else that's being put out in the hip-hop landscape that I'm probably not going to return to it. Anyway, we have A Boogie, Flood My Wrist. A Boogie Don Q featuring Lil Uzi Vert, Flood My Wrist. A Boogie is an artist that when he first came onto the scene, I actually really liked. I was really messing with his music back on his EP, TBA, with the song Ransom and Timeless. Those two tracks were bangers. That was back in 2016. And he also had the track Jungle. So yeah, back in 2016, I was really messing with his music. He also had that album Artist and the track My Shit. I think, yeah, My Shit. And then in 2017, he dropped the track Drowning that really, you know, he blew up after off of that track. I'm drowning. I think it was 2017. Anyway, and then after that, like Hoodie Season, there was a few tracks I liked. Startender, Skeezers, Love, Drugs, and Sex. But for the most part, it was a very bloated album. And I just believe his material has been so underwhelming that I didn't even bother to listen to Artist 2.0. Which I definitely will eventually get to, but, you know, it's whatever. And Don Q, on the other hand, I've heard some of his stuff. I'm not too familiar with his music, but I think I've heard him on a few features, definitely. But I'm not going to lie, I'm not really all too familiar with Don Q. And Lil Uzi Vert. I actually recorded a review for Eternal Take, but I'm once again having problems editing it. So Lil Uzi Vert is an artist I'm very familiar with. I think, you know, he's been doing okay. That's all I'm going to say. Watch the Eternal Take review or listen to it when it, hopefully, if it comes out. If not, I'll just fill you guys in. Anyway, Flood My Wrist. A Boogie Don Q featuring Lil Uzi Vert. It's 3 minutes and I'll be back. All right, so that was Flood My Wrist, A Boogie Don Q, Lil Uzi Vert. I like that track. It was okay. Starting with the beat. The beat has nice like acoustic guitar, I believe. I like the strings on it, and it had some trap drums backing it that I thought were okay. A Boogie on the hook was very expressive, changing up his vocal inflections. I like, you know, A Boogie on the hook. Lil Uzi Vert came with a solid verse. He was flowing very well. You know, he had the same Lil Uzi Vert delivery. You're either going to like it or you're not going to like it. Personally, I kind of like his delivery, so I didn't have a problem with him here. I thought he flowed well. I thought he gave out a decent verse. And Don Q, he was probably the least interesting part of the track. He would like say a line and then another line would come out in a very echoey, reverberated tone. And then he'll come back with another line. I thought he was just very uninteresting. He didn't really, you know, he had a bit of a deadpan delivery. And he didn't really say anything to make up for it. So yeah, decent beat. A Boogie did well. Lil Uzi Vert did well. It sounded proper. It definitely sounded proper. Will this be like something I bump like every day? No. Will I come back to it? Probably. I'll probably come back to it. And whoever, if it's a Don Q project, or maybe not if it's a Don Q project, but if I guess A Boogie's planning to come up with another project, I mean, he just released Artist 2.0, so probably not. But if he does, maybe I'll listen to Artist 2.0 and whatever he has coming next. So yeah, Flood My Wrist, not bad. I guess it sounded proper. The last track, Watch Us in the Bud, Kanye West featuring Travis Scott. Now, I'm not going to lie, I heard a little bit of the track, okay? I couldn't resist. Kanye West released the track. I had to wait almost a week for a single Sunday? Hell nah. I had to listen to it, or at least like a quarter of it, okay? I don't really remember it, so that's good. It's going to be like listening to it for the first time again, but I'm just really hyped for Watch Us in the Blood. And I don't know why I put it at the end. I don't know why I'm tormenting myself any further. So, Watch Us in the Bud, Kanye West featuring Travis Scott. What am I expecting? I'm expecting Rodeo Travis Scott. And I'm expecting College Dropout Kanye. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy Kanye. Kids See Ghosts Kanye. Travis Scott from Astroworld and Rodeo. Am I expecting way too much? Hell yes. Do I want that? Hell yes. What are we probably going to get? We're probably going to get a mix of Jesus is King Kanye with like Ye Kanye, which I don't know about that. Travis Scott, hopefully he comes with it, because recently his features kind of are a little sucky, kind of shit, you know, but that's okay. It's one of his biggest influences, Kanye West. He can't really do him like that, right? Anyway, Watch Us in the Bud, Kanye West, Travis Scott. I'm talking too much. I have to listen to it now. All right, so I just got finished listening to Watch Us in the Blood. It was okay. I liked the beat quite a bit. It had some like trap drums, but also some like African tribal drums. And like it was like an alarm wailing for the melody. I like the beat. The beat was very good. To start the song off, Kanye just comes really good. You know, his delivery in the beginning of the track was definitely, you know, gets you hyped, you know. But a lot of he uses repetition a lot. You know, you hear Watch Us in the Blood all the time, and you know, he just, the Holy Spirit come down, and it gets a little stale, you know, all the repetition. He uses more repetition than Lil Uzi Vert even. Travis Scott's appearance was very brief. He only had like 4, maybe maximum 8 lines. You know, he did well for what he had. He talked about the death penalty and how I think he's at 30 states that'll do it. I'm quite sure that's still correct. And now, you know, there's mass incarceration. So, you know, Travis came and he did his thing. He sounded good for when he was there, but he wasn't there long enough. And yeah, Kanye, at first, it sounded good, but it just grew really old, you know. His delivery was definitely potent, but even that wore a little thin as the track progressed. Yeah, it's a very mid. I'm very conflicted. This is a very conflicting day today. A very conflicting week of music. Conflicting week of singles. Definitely. Watch Us in the Blood, I don't know, man. It's one thing I will say is that it definitely sounds different. It definitely sounds it definitely sounds different from his Jesus is King stuff, where that was a bit more focused on making half gospel, half hip-hop music. I feel like this, you know, he's leaning into more hip-hop. Well, hip-hop with a point and no cussing, I guess. So it's like, you know, he's still making his same music, but trying to make more of a point, focusing on more of a point, and refraining from cussing, I guess. Anyway, Washless in the Blood, Kanye West, not really something I'm going to listen to that much. Yeah, that's just it. Anyway, that has been Single Sunday. That was the six songs that I went over. We had Ya Ya by 6ix9ine, Indifference, Yo Gotti, Recession Proof, Indifference, Ego Death, Ty Dolla Sign, Did Not Sound Proper, Convertible Burt, Tory Lanez and Kevin Gates. What did I say? I think I was indifferent to that one. Flood My Wrist, A Boogie, Don Q, Lil Uzi Vert. I think it sounded proper. And Wash Us in the Blood, Kanye West, featuring Travis Scott, Indifference once again. Damn, I didn't really think that. I thought this week would be a bit better. I thought 6ix9ine would bounce back. I guess not. I wasn't expecting much from Yo Gotti. The surprising one was A Boogie, Don Q, Lil Uzi Vert. That was the best track out of this bunch. You know, I don't know what I was expecting from Kanye, but I don't know. I was hoping for something better. That Ty Dolla Sign track, I don't know what I was expecting. It was a little bit disappointing, though. Anyway, that has been Single Sunday. We're in July. July the 5th. Probably releasing early July 6th, because I have to go to work. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already checked out my reviews, you can check those out. I have more reviews coming out in the future. I also make video versions on YouTube called On the Sounds Proper channel. Check out those reviews. I have Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon up. That's a YouTube exclusive. Anyway, thank you for listening to Single Sunday, and I'm out.